For instance, if a person who is himself inadequately nourished slices off a piece from his bread for others who are hungry, this is reckoned in his favor as if he had fulfilled not one, but a number of mitzvahs. Consequently, his deed subdues according to the weight of the mitzvahs. The other sage, however, says, lift up, Hashem evaluates certain transgressions by taking into account that they were committed due to the harsh realities of living in gullus and exile and earning one's livelihood. He thereby lifts up, lightens the scale of iniquity, for you are abundant in loving kindness to all who call upon you. The Medrash Tilin says, in the name of Pinchas the Kohen, the scale is balanced. On one side are the iniquities, on the other side the merits. What does Hashem do? He takes off one bill of debt, and immediately the scale is inclined towards the pan of credits. Thus it says similarly, but Hashem was with Yosef and showed him loving kindness. That's found in Chumash Brachos. The other sages say that he assists the pan of iniquities by lifting it up, and immediately the merits outweigh. Thus it says, who is God like you, who pardons iniquity and forgives the transgressions? A pasuk that's found in Sefer Micha. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6. Hazina Hashem tefilasi vakshiva bekol tachlim osoy. Listen, O Hashem, to my prayer and attend to the voice of my supplications. Listen, O Hashem, to my prayer, the contents of my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications, the sound of my voice that expresses submission and supplication. One can discern the degree of distress of the supplicant by the loudness of his voice. Accordingly, the singer says, listen, O Hashem, to my prayer, but also attend to the voice of my supplications. The supplications are shouted in a mighty voice. Our Chachamim teach, our rabbis teach us, that the tribe of Yehudim was granted the special gift of a voice that is heeded, as it says in Chumash Devarim, hear Hashem, the voice of Yehudim. Hence, David HaMelech stresses here, and attend to the voice of my supplications. Listen, O Hashem, to my prayer. Its text goes back to the time of the Ovis, the patriarchs, and attend to the voice of my supplications that I compose after the regular prayers concluded. Thus we find in the Talmud that at the conclusion of his regular prayers, each of the sages would add his own special prayer. For prayer at its core is an elevation of oneself above all material concerns. Yet even as Hashem listens to this prayer, he attends simultaneously to the voice pleading for the needs of the body. Listen, O Hashem, to my prayer before the trouble comes. A man who appeals to Hashem prior to the affliction can fully express himself. It is otherwise at the actual moment of distress when prosecuting angels interfere with the defending angel's appeal for mercy. This appeal is made through the voice shouting and crying rather than through ordered speech. Accordingly, the singer concludes, and attend to the voice of my supplications. These supplications speak favorably on my behalf, and they beseech for me. Pasuk Zayin, Pasuk 7. Beyom tzarasi ekra echa ki saneni. In the day of my trouble I call upon you, for you will answer me. Pasuk Ches, Pasuk 8. Ein kamoycha v'alehim adonoi v'ein kamasecha. There is none like you among the gods, O Hashem, and there are no works like yours. At the time when I pray to you, I am assured that you will answer me. It is otherwise for all the nations who call and they are not answered. For they appeal to their gods, and there is none like you among the gods, O Hashem, and there are no works like yours. You created them, all the forces of nature, worshipped by the nations, and they do nothing except by your command. In the day of my trouble, I realize that there is none like you among the gods, O Hashem, and there are no works like yours. Pasuk Tes, Pasuk 9. Kol goyim asher asiso yavo'u v'yishtachavu lefanechom adoinu v'yichavdu lishmechom. All peoples whom you have made will come and prostrate themselves before you, O Hashem, and they will glorify your name. Once you will have answered me, all peoples whom you have made will come and prostrate themselves before you, O Hashem, and they will glorify your name. At this time they err by worshipping many idols, but a time will come when all the nations will recognize you as Hashem. They will then come and prostrate themselves before you, O Hashem. because they will acknowledge you as the master of all. They will be delusioned in their idolatrous gods and glorify your name when they realize there are no works like yours. They will acknowledge that there is none like you among the gods, O Hashem, for you have dominion over all princesses. Now too, therefore, when I am in exile under the rule of foreign princesses, bring me deliverance. There are no works like yours, for you can do two opposing things at once. The Medrash says, why is there no one like you, O Hashem? For there is no one who can do works like yours. How so? It is the normal state of affairs in the world that a man of flesh and blood make a path for himself. But can he make a pathway in water? But Hashem is different, for he does make a path for himself in the midst of the sea. As it says, your way in the sea and your path in the great waters and your footsteps were not known. This is a pasuk that we learned earlier in Sefer Tehillim. When a man of flesh and blood searches among his contracts and finds that other people owe money, he pulls them out and collects. But if he finds that he owes them money, he conceals those contracts rather than pulling them out in the open. Hashem is different. When he finds that we are in debt to him, he suppresses this. As it says in Micha, he will again have compassion upon us. He will suppress our iniquities. But if he finds their merit in our favor, he brings it out. As it says, the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Hashem has brought forth our vindication. A student of flesh and blood carries a light before his teacher, but Hashem is not so. Rather, Hashem went before them. Pasuk that's found in the Chumash Shemos. In the affairs of men, a servant washes his master, but Hashem is not so. Rather, I have washed you with water. Pasuk that's found in Sefer Yecheskel. Our sages have further expounded. A king of flesh and blood builds the lower chambers and then the upper chambers. But Hashem is not so. As it says, in the beginning Hashem created the heaven and then the earth. A man of flesh and blood, his form does not make a form. But Hashem, his form, that is man, makes another form. Pasuk 10. Ki gadol atov oisei nifloyes ato lehim levadecho. You are great and do wondrous things. You are Hashem alone. How will they glorify you? For you are great and do wondrous things that transcend the natural. Hence you are God alone. There is no other like you. The greatness of Hashem is not dependent on the existence of lowly created things. His greatness is self-contained. You are Hashem alone. You do wondrous things. They are called deeds even when they are deeds potentially, for in relation to Hashem there is no distinction between what is actual, the poyel, and what is potential, the koyach. Thus it says, your right hand, O Hashem, is mighty in potential power, Bekoyach, pasuk that's found in Chumash Shemos. Even when your right hand action is only potential, it is likewise mighty. When a king of flesh and blood wants to perform some deed, even if it's a beneficial deed, he will act through an emissary in order not to compromise his honor. But you, who are so great, indeed the source of greatness, you are Hashem alone. Because you are great and there's none like you, you do wondrous things yourself. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk 11. Horeini Hashem darkecho ahalecha bamitecho yachei levavi deyirushimecho. Teach me, O Hashem, your way that I may walk in your truth. Make my heart one to fear your name. After having prayed that Hashem should bring him out of his distress, David asked for three more things. One is, teach me, O Hashem, your way. The way of your attributes and your appellations. Similarly, Moshe pleaded, make now your way known to me, a pasuk that's found in Chumash Shemos. But through knowledge of his ways, he could conduct himself in accordance with the commandment to walk in his ways, a pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim. He prayed that I may walk in your truth through knowledge of godliness. Make my heart one to fear your name. My heart should not be divided in fearing you. Teach me, O Hashem, your way. He asked for three things. One, he should merit to choose and to know the way of life. Two, he should walk in the way of life out of a pure motive to know your truth. Three, his heart should be united, one to fear your name. His heart be reserved solely to fear your name. First, I should know your way to fear you. Then, after I already know it, that I may walk in your truth. What is more, you should make my heart want to fear your name. I should have no other motive, such as love, of reward, or aversion to punishment, and the like. David asked that Hashem reveal to him the secret of his ways in this world. Why the wicked may prosper and the righteous suffer. Similarly, Moshe asked, make now your way known to me. A pasuk is found in the Chumash Shemos. Thereby, I may walk in your truth. I should know that even though some things are difficult, that's only temporary. But your truth is everlasting. Then I will walk courageously. I will possess this knowledge once you make my heart want to fear your name. For fear of Hashem is the ground for attainment of perfection. I desire this not for my own glory, but in order to serve you truthfully. David also pleaded on his own behalf. He said, I prayed and was not answered. Even though I am being pursued by Sheol and you seek their pursuit, a pasuk that's found in Kehelis, so teach me, O Hashem, the secret of your ways and your conduct in of the world. For you promised me the kingdom, yet they pursue me. Thereby you will make my heart want to fear your name. My faith in you will then be steadfast. Make my heart one in fear of you. May I not have to provide for my daily needs, but be totally occupied with serving you. May I not be taken up with diversionary thoughts and evil stirrings. May my heart and soul not be divided and dissipated by divergent inclinations. According to the Medrash, David said, when I am occupied with your halachas, your laws, save me from evil inclination peering into me. That is to say, when I walk in your truth, teach me your ways. All peoples whom you have made will come and prostrate themselves before you, because they will glorify your name when they see that you are great and do wondrous things. But for myself, your servant who trusts in you, I seek you for your truth. Teach me, O Hashem, your way, that I may walk in your truth. Teach me to love the truth for its own sake, not for the love of its advantages. Thus the Rambam has written, the righteous and the devout ask in their prayers that Hashem help them be on the path of truth. As David said, teach me, O Hashem, your way. And that is to say, do not keep from me the way of truth, whereby I might know the way and the wonders of your name. Similarly, David said, and let a willing and generous spirit uphold me. That is to say, let my spirit act in accordance with your will. Do not let my sins keep me from repentance. Let the choice remain in my hand until I return to you, to understand and know the way of truth. We recite in our prayers, make our heart to love and to fear your name. Yet the present psalm says only, make my heart want to fear your name. This matter may be explained by means of a parable. A merchant traveled to the market and took along with him both his summer and winter garments. Another time he prepared to travel to a country that was located by the sea of ice, and again he packed both summer and winter garments. A friend said to him, in the country to which you traveled before, in the summer it's hot and in the winter it's cold. Therefore, two kinds of garments were needed. This is not so in the other country. There is always cold, and only winter garments are needed. That is to say, today we possess both a good inclination and an evil inclination. And so we have to ask for both love of Hashem and fear of Hashem. But in the days of Mashiach, when we will only have a good inclination, and thus naturally love Hashem, we only ask to fear Hashem. Pasuk is based. Pasuk 12. Oidcha Adonai Lahai Bechol Levavi Echabda Shimchol Olim. I will thank you, O Hashem, my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forevermore. When you will have unified my heart, I will thank you, O Hashem, my God, with my whole heart, not only partially, and I will glorify your name forevermore. Corresponding to what he said above, all peoples whom you have made will glorify your name. The singer says here that he will glorify your name forever. I will thank you, O Hashem, my God, with my whole heart. My heart will not be divided, half for you and half for myself. For not only is one's worship imperfect then, but it may happen that the concerns of this world actually disturb the worship itself. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Pasuk 13. Ki chastocho godol oloi v'tzalto nafshi mish'ol tachtia. For great is your loving kindness towards me, and you have saved my soul from the lowest nether world. Why will I thank you and glorify you? For great is your loving kindness towards me, in having granted me the three things for which I asked for.
You have saved my soul from the lowest netherworld, as he said before. Keep my soul, for I am a devout, a chosid. Some read the pasuk in the future tense. You will save my soul from the lowest netherworld. I will thank you, O Hashem, my God, with my whole heart. For I know that I am granted knowledge of the truth, not on account of my own merit, but due to your loving kindness. For great is your loving kindness towards me, and you have saved my soul from the lowest netherworld. It is because I wait all day for you. Teach me also this, to know that all I require is due to your great loving kindness towards me. You have saved my soul, so I should not require things from below, but only ask for things from on high. David says, although you have acted towards me with great loving kindness by making me king, I am not haughty. Rather, I recognize that everything stems from your loving kindness. David thus possessed the quality of humility that characterized Yaakov, who said, I am unworthy of all the acts of loving kindness and of all the truth which you have done for your servant. A pasuk that is found in Chumash Bereishis. You have already saved my soul, for whoever becomes haughty falls into the pit of Sheol. I thank you not only for your many acts of loving kindness towards me and for your beneficence in having enabled me to merit Torah, learning, performance of mitzvahs and good deeds, but also for your having saved my soul from the lowest nether world. Some interpret the sequence of those verses as follows. David said, there is none like you among the gods, O Hashem, and there are no works like yours. Therefore, all peoples whom you have made will come and prostrate themselves before you, O Hashem, and they will glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous things. You are God alone. They will come to this recognition in the days of the Mashiach, when it will become known that Hashem is one and His name is one. Pasuk that's found in Zechariah. But as for me, teach me, O Hashem, your way, so that I should not entertain any thought except to serve you, both in times of distress and in times of well-being. For I will thank you always, and I will glorify your name forevermore, both in times of distress and in times of well-being. Why so? For great is your loving kindness towards me, and you have saved me from the lowest nether world. Pasuk Yudalit, Pasuk 14. Elokim zeidim komu olai v'adasoritzim bikshu nafshi v'losomuchom nenegdom. O God, transgressors have risen against me, and the company of violent men sought my soul, and have not set you before them. Now David asked for deliverance from his enemies, who are full of evil traits. For one, they are deliberate transgressors, and this has made them cruel. They are also ruthlessly violent men, and there is no way to save oneself. Nor do they fear God. They have not set you before them, so there is nothing to prevent them from killing me. There is thus no escape for me. Others say that transgressors pertain to the nations of the world. Transgressors have risen against me. They only imperiled my physical well-being. They were not a threat to my soul. By contrast, regarding his enemies from among the people of Israel, he says, a company of violent men sought my soul. They said that I had no share in the world to come. They sought my soul in order to kill me, but they have not set you before them. They did not consider that Hashem has made man in the image of God. Pasuk Tesvav, Pasuk 15. V'yato Adonoi el rachum v'chanun erech apayim v'rav chesed emes. But you, O Hashem, are a God of compassion and favor with grace, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness and truth. You are God of compassion, so have mercy upon me. You are slow to anger, so if I have sinned, be forbearing towards me. You are abundant in loving kindness and truth, so grant me abundantly of your loving kindness and your truth. Pasuk Tezayin, Pasuk 16. Pnei Eilai v'chonini t'no uzcho la'avdecho v'hoshir leven amasecho. Will turn to me and favor me with grace. Give your strength to your servant and deliver the son of your handmaid. O turn to me, David pleads. Look at me and favor me with grace against the transgressors. who have no mercy. Give your strength to your servant against the violent men who have sought my soul. Deliver the son of your handmaid from those who have not set you before them. A son of a handmaid means someone born into slavery. Hence, he is more enslaved than a regular slave. Turn to me as a man turns away from his affairs and fixes his gaze on one single objective. If I myself am not worthy of it, turn to me on their account and favor me with grace, for you will see how much I have grown in stature compared to them. According to the Medrash, David said, Master of the world, turn away from all your affairs and turn to me, favor me with grace. The meaning of this passage is that David was the principal focus of creation. Similarly, our sages declare that the Holy One did not create his world except on account of the kingship of the house of David. It says further in the name of the Tana de Beil Yahu, when Hashem performs loving kindness for David, heaven and earth rejoice. Thus it says, he gives great deliverance to his king. We learned this earlier already, which is followed at once by the heavens declare the glory of God. The sages have also said, Shlomo completed the building of the Beis Hamikdash, the Holy Temple, and thus concluded the works of original creation. As it says, so was completed all the work. The pasuk is found in Melachim Aleph. Hence David said, Master of the world, turn away from all your affairs. This refers to the teaching of the Talmud that until the 12th hour, Hashem sits nourishing the world, providing people with their livelihoods and passing judgment. But because the entire creation rejoices when you extend loving kindness to me, turn away from all your occupations and perform loving kindness for me. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Pasuk 17. I say, Imi os de tova v'yiru sonai v'yavoshu, Yato Hashem Mezartani v'nichamtani, work in my behalf a sign for good, that they who hate me may see it and be put to shame. You, Hashem, have helped me and comforted me. David says that he can only be saved in miraculous manner. Work in my behalf a sign for good. There are evil signs or miracles affecting the wicked, such as the downfall of Sancherib, as found in Sefer Yeshayahu. David asked for a sign for good. Our sages explain, David asked Hashem for a sign before the whole world that he had pardoned his sin with Bathsheba. Hashem informed him that he would do so in the days of Shlomo. This happened as follows. When Shlomo was about to bring the Oren, the Ark of Hashem, into the Holy Temple, the gates wedged shut. He then said, For the sake of your servant David, turn not away the face of your anointed. The pasuk that's found later on, Sefer Tehillim. And the gates flew open. At that moment, the faces of David's enemies became like blackened pots, for it was clear that his sin had been forgiven. Accordingly, he says here, Work in my behalf a sign for good, that they hate me may see it and be put to shame, because you, Hashem, have helped me and comforted me. Others explain these pasukim as follows. It is known that Hashem's glory is increased when the wicked are punished, but he prefers the glory that comes as a result of rewarding the righteous. Accordingly, David says, When you will perform miracles for my sake to bring about my deliverance, I will glorify your name forevermore. For me will your name be glorified forever. Everyone will see that great is your loving kindness towards me, and you have saved my soul from the lowest nether world. And my body being saved, my soul will also be saved. For I will be able to dwell in the house of Hashem and to visit early in His temple. David explains why Hashem's name will be glorified through His deliverance, more so than through the punishment of the wicked. For, O Hashem, transgressors have risen against me, and a company of violent men sought my soul, and have not yet set you before them. They do not fear you, so even when you punish them, they will not take it sufficiently to heart to acknowledge you. If, however, you will be forbearing towards them to withhold their punishment, your name will be exalted in the world, for it will become known that you, O Hashem, are a God of compassion and favor with grace, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness and truth. So instead of punishing the wicked, turn to me and favor me with grace. Thereby will your name be exalted in the world. Give your strength to your servant. Strength means nothing other than kingship. Give me kingship as you have promised. He asked for a sign so God's name would be sanctified in the world. They who hate me may see it, may see the truth and be put to shame. They will see that you, Hashem, have helped me and comforted me. Some say that a sign for good refers to the letter Yud, which was added to his name by the Navi. When his name is written out in full, it's David, Dalid, Vav, Yud, Dalid, with an extra Yud. It alludes to David's greatness. The first letters of the words Os Letov of Yerushonai spells out Shou. Shou is among those who hate me. This also alludes to the sign that Hashem made for Kayan to keep anyone from killing him. The letter Vav was that sign. Accordingly, David says, if you gave a sign to Kayan to protect him, assuredly you can provide a sign for my sake. Then those who hate me may see it and be put to shame. Work in my behalf a sign for good. One can say that the sign was his own son, Shlomo Melech, who was perfected in wisdom. Thus, the overall numerical value of the words Os Letova is equal to the numerical value of Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon. Chapter 87, Pasuk 1. Nivnei Korach Mizmor Shir Yisudoso Baharei Kodesh. A psalm of the sons of Korach, a song. His foundation is in the holy mountains. This psalm was composed by the sons of Korach in praise of the excellent qualities of Yerushalayim. Some say it was composed by David, who then gave it to the sons of Korach to chant. His foundation, the foundation of this song, is in the holy mountains of Yerushalayim, which comprises a number of holy mountains, Mount Sion, Mount Moriah, and the Mount of Olives. Or else, he is referring to the mountains that surround Yerushalayim, as it says, as the mountains are round about Yerushalayim. The aim of this psalm is to raise Yerushalayim that is surrounded by mountains, and whose air is naturally conducted to wisdom. Thus it proclaims that its foundation is to speak of the holy mountains. They are holy mountains because essentially they are the mountains and the domain of the holy people of Israel. Having said above, work in my behalf a sign for good, which we learned earlier, which means in one interpretation that the singer asked that Hashem grant him knowledge of the truth, and goes on to declare here that the proper resource for this is Yerushalayim. The singer thus enhances the importance of this song by declaring that its foundation is in the holy city. Yerushalayim is the resource for divine inspiration and for refinement of the intellect. The Medrash says his foundation is in the holy mountains, as it is written, when the last days will come to pass that the mountain of the house of Hashem will be established on the top of the mountains, and it will be exalted above the hills, and nations will stream towards it. A pasuk is found in Sefer Micha. The Sefer Pinchas is named Rabbi Reuven. In the future, Hashem will bring together Mount Sinai, Mount Tabor, and Mount Carmel, and set Yerushalayim at their head. The meaning of this is as follows. Sinai connotes humility. Tabor and Carmel connote pride. In the days of Mashiach, when the whole world will be filled with knowledge, as found in Sefer Yeshayahu, pride will also serve to enhance the ways of Hashem. Similarly, it says in Divrei Hayamim, and his heart was lifted up in the ways of Hashem. Then again, it alludes to the merit of Mount Sinai, where the Jews learned humility, and to the merit of Mount Moriah, the site of the binding of Yitzchak. The binding of Yitzchak teaches us total dedication of one's life to Hashem. Rabbi Hanina said, what is more, in the future the Mashiach will sing, and they will respond by repeating after him songs and psalms. Thus it says, and it will be exalted above the hills, the pasuk is found in Sefer Micha, and it says in Kinnayim, Yohu, chief of the Levim, was over the song because he was skilled. Some say that this psalm was composed upon the stone of foundation located inside the Beis Hamikdash upon the holy mountains. The holy temple itself is called Holy Mountains on account of its great height. The plural form reflects the fact that successive portions of the Beis Hamikdash were correspondingly higher, corresponding to their greater holiness. Thus the hall was the highest of all, whose stone of foundation was located on the upper part of the Temple Mount. We will continue with Hashem in our next share.